KPBS On Demand is supported by Arizona Raft Adventures, a third-generation family-owned outfitter providing experiential multi-day Colorado River rafting adventures through the Grand Canyon, hiking, exploration, education, and fun. Only a 7-hour drive from San Diego. Learn more at azraft.com.
Welcome to the KPBS Summer Music Series. In this episode, we'll talk to saxophone player, flutist, and vocalist Carl Denson, who tours regularly with the Rolling Stones, has collaborated with Lenny Kravitz and the Allman Brothers, and is well known for his many solo projects. And Surefire Soul Ensemble share their unique blend of jazz, funk, and soul with a special live performance in the KPBS studio. That's next.
Hi, I'm Bill Hoehn.
And I'm Ted Hoehn.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hoehn family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hoehn Carlsbad dealerships or hoehnmotors.com.
Welcome to the KPBS Summer Music Series, San Diego's own music discovery podcast that features encore presentations of our best in-studio performances and interviews, celebrating our diverse music scene and beyond. I'm your host, Kurt Conan. Saxophone player, flutist, and vocalist Carl Denson is well known in San Diego as one of the founding members of the Grey Boy All-Stars. He also has album credits with the Allman Brothers, Slightly Stupid, and Blackalicious, to name a few. On top of that, he leads his own band, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe. Midday Edition's Jade Hindman spoke with Carl Denson in 2019, right after the release of his album, Gnomes and Badgers, a multi-genre dance party with a message, from James Brown-inspired in-the-pocket funk and soul to foot-stomping blues and the spontaneous spirit of jazz. Here's that interview.
Carl, thanks for joining us on Midday Edition.
Thanks, Jade. How you doing?
Can't complain. Your new album has an all-star lineup, including Chuck Lavelle, keyboardist for Rolling Stones and Allman Brothers, New Orleans guitar legend Anders Osborne. A very eclectic sound, very intriguing title, Gnomes and Badgers. How did you come up with that title, and what's this album all about?
Well, the Gnomes and Badgers idea is really, you know, I was trying to come up with a blues title for the record because it's really, for me, it's a blues record. It's about people communicating love, hate, you know, all that stuff. But the Gnomes and Badgers idea just came up from a throwaway title from the Grey Boy All-Stars that I thought would be a great kind of a conversation starter to get people thinking about communication.
And so do you think music has the potential to heal the current political divide in our country? Does that communication help?
I do. I think it has the potential. You know, everybody doesn't listen to the same music, so we gotta get, you know, a lot of different musicians from different genres kind of on the same page, I think, to help pull people back towards the center of just being human. And you know, and I think if we could do a little bit better job with our religious leaders being a little bit more clear about what's really going on, that would help also.
And I heard a song of yours, Change My Way. Yeah. What's the message there?
That message is meant for all the people that are hating on the others, you know, and the idea of Change My Way is it really is about the first thing you see in the video, as far as text goes, is be kind to strangers. They might be angels. And that I got from a Bible scripture, you know, about entertaining angels and not knowing who you're actually dealing with. And, you know, just like the Mother Teresa what I do for these people, I'm doing for Christ kind of idea. And that's really what I'm trying to get people to think about, you know, that tribalism is leading us to be really selfish and we need to stop that.
So you really are trying to use your music to inspire people to do and live better.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
In a state of amazing grace, I can see his face. They're found him dead on the rising sun. The place where freedom lay. Do you think he was the only one? Look around, see the mark he made.
Now, take us back to what led you here. You had previously worked on Soul Train, just finished 5 years recording and touring with Lenny Kravitz, and then around 1992 co-founded the Gray Boy All-Stars and began your solo career as well. Tell us about that time in San Diego music, that particular scene and that time in your career.
Well, I met DJ Gray Boy. I was touring with Lenny Kravitz, and I had just gotten my jazz record deal in Europe when DJ Gray Boy and I recorded a song called Unwind Your Mind, and it was a dance track. And I went back to Europe touring, and I hear my tune at the dance clubs, and then I left Lenny Kravitz to do my own thing at the end of 93, came home, and DJ Gray Boy was putting a band together to play his record release party for freestyling. And I walked into a garage, and there were the Gray Boy All-Stars. And instantly, we were like, wow, we sound pretty good. So we started playing at this club down in downtown, and it was a little tiny club, the Green Circle, and it became all the rage for a generation of people.
Your work with San Diego legends like the Gray Boy All-Stars influenced our current music scene, from soul jazz to hip-hop, and the Tiny Universe helped give way to the jam band scene. With such a diverse background and skills, what influences you as a musician?
Just music and funk. You know, I'm a jazz guy at heart, but it's always been with a healthy dose of funk and dance. So I like dance music.
Right. And sometimes that's difficult to do with jazz, right? To kind of just get people on the floor dancing.
I just think people don't think of it together. But if you go back to the history of jazz, the roots of jazz is dance. You know, Louis Armstrong and Fats Waller and Jelly Roll Morton, those guys were making people dance. That was their job. So I just, you know, tried to get back to that tradition in my mind.
You wear many hats as a touring musician, a session musician, and a father of three. Do those experiences help shape your music?
For sure. I mean, if you're living and breathing, then something should change from year to year. And I definitely am trying to, you know, absorb all I can.
Right. It's a lot to juggle. And you also sing, play saxophone, and flute. Is that difficult to write songs for all three?
No. I write songs. And the instrument comes way later in the process. So I can really consider myself a composer first and foremost. So, you know, whether I sing or whether I play saxophone, the song will dictate that.
All right. And you tour around the world, but keep coming back to San Diego. What do you love about the music scene here?
Well, I just love Southern California. I'm a Southern Californian. And, you know, I've traveled around the world, but when I come home, there's nothing better than this place. And I think we just had a fortunate convergence, you know, when the Gray Boy All-Stars started, that we actually were on the same page and kind of created this musical genre. You know, we call it West Coast Boogaloo. That's the name of the first Gray Boy All-Stars record. And it's really a real thing it that we have that other places don't have.
All right. And back to your new album, what can we expect to hear?
It's really, you know, it's a dance record. So you put it on loud and dance around and take your time absorbing the lyrics. But I think you'll find, you know, hopefully they're inspiring and they'll make you, you know, be nicer to people. That's what I would like people to get from the record.
All right, Carl Denson, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Jade.
sun shines. Carefully search for vital signs in that empty space, in that secret place. Not quite there, just a little longer. I've regrouped and I'm feeling stronger. Till my heart is no longer hers in that empty.
Hi, I'm Bill Hoehn.
And I'm Ted Hoehn.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hoehn family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hoehn Carlsbad dealerships or hoehnmotors.com.
Welcome back to the KPBS Summer Music Series. They may not be your typical San Diego band, but they're all about SD. Just check out the names of their songs like I Be Strutting and Strollin' Adams. The Surefire Soul Ensemble play the sound of San Diego in a way that you've never heard before, with a little more soul and a lot more funk. Midday Edition's Maureen Cavanaugh talks with the band, but first we hear their song, City Heights. We'll be right back.
That was City Heights by the Surefire Soul Ensemble. And the members of the Surefire Soul Ensemble are Jesse Audello. He plays sax and flute. Cheryl Felton on hand percussion. Pete Williams on drums. Matt LaBarber bass. Nick Costa guitar. Robert Dove tenor sax. Diego Velasquez percussion. And Tim Felton is the band leader and keyboardist. Tim and Jesse are here to sit down and talk a little bit about the band. And hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Now, Tim Felton has been working on and off at KPBS for several years. We've worked together for a long time. Tim, it's great to see you.
Oh, great to see you, too. Thanks for having us.
We don't know much about this musical life of yours, though.
Well, this is my primary band right here. 8-piece instrumental funk soul group.
Now, Tim, I've heard that you describe the band's sound as cinematic soul. I spent a long time talking about how this is perhaps not your standard San Diego-sounding band. It's not indie. It's not what you think of as a San Diego sound. But this you think of as, you know, really based here in San Diego.
Well, it's based in the late 60s and early 70s, kind of, you know, the soundtrack music of the period. Quincy Jones and Curtis right. Mayfield, Marvin Gaye, you know, they were doing soundtrack work, Herbie Hancock.
And so, Jesse, what other influences do you draw from?
I absolutely love playing funk. And so one of my biggest influences was Maceo Parker, who played with James Brown for years. And now he, you know, tours the world as probably the premier funk saxophonist, you know. As well as jazz influences. I studied here at San Diego State's jazz studies. So I draw a lot from any kind of jazz influence. I like modern players. As far as playing flute, that was a completely different arena for me. I've never really heard flute played like this before. So I really drew on the style of Herbie Mann and even San Diego's Carl Denson. I love the way he plays flute.
Now, we just heard a tune called City Heights. You'll be playing Strollin' Adams in a minute. Do you want to root the Surefire Soul Ensemble as a San Diego band, Tim? Or do these places really inspire your compositions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've lived here for like half my life now, 18 years. And for a long time, about 9 years, Cheryl and I lived on near Adams Avenue. So that part of town, Normal Heights, City Heights. And then one of my favorite places to go hang out is Imperial Beach during the surfing season.
And you're a surfer?
I'm a surfer, yeah. I don't like to go there after it rains because, you know, it's a little dirty.
Yeah, a little more funky than your music,
a
yeah.
A little too funky for me.
So how are San Diego audiences, Jesse, embracing your sound, this funk soul sound?
I think there's a resurgence, and we all know that there's a resurgence of all things vintage, right? From clothing to vinyl and the music, absolutely. Influences, you'll hear even now on mainstream radio, you know, influences from previous decades. And so people really flock to that, especially hearing this big raw sound like we heard in the studio just now, having an 8-piece band, you know, the power of it is just unmatched.
It is unmatched. And I'm going to ask you to do it again.
Sure.
You're going to be doing another Surefire Soul Ensemble tune off their debut album called Strollin' Adams. We'll be right back. So thank you. Thank you again. That was Strollin' Adams by the Surefire Soul Ensemble. And sitting down with me again, Tim Felton and Jesse Odello. And Tim, you know, when you have an instrumental funk band like Surefire, I know that you write the compositions, but how do you collaborate on the creative process, Jesse?
Sometimes it'll be a direct collaboration where we're working together in the same room and coming up with ideas at the same time. Sometimes I'll get an email from Tim saying, hey, I have this idea for a track. I recorded a little something. Can you put some horns on top of that? There's a few of our newer tracks, and our next album is going to come out with tracks like that. So it's a mixed process, kind of. I think we really like to go stream of consciousness.
Right, and there isn't a singer in the group.
No singer.
No singer. That's a conscious decision too, huh, Tim?
Yeah.
Have you ever considered using a vocalist?
Yeah, we've rehearsed with one, and we'll probably get her in doing a few cover songs first, and then, you know, maybe write some songs. And I also I've liked hip hop for a long time, so maybe work with some MC vocalists as well.
Your first album was released earlier this year. It got an extra special good status from City Beat. Was that a good experience putting it together, both of you, looking at each other?
Well, yeah, it absolutely was. I think it was a long time coming, actually. The band had been together for quite a while, and the public, our fans, were kind of demanding something solid. You know, so coming out with that album was really a great stepping stone, and it gave us a lot of forward momentum going into the next coming album. We're already thinking ahead,
right,
to that.
What can your fans expect from your second album, Jesse?
I think they can expect a little bit more experimentation. We'll deviate a little bit from the standard funk and soul that we're known for, explore other genres like reggae, even slower tempo tunes, different instrumentations, a little more, like I said, experimentation.
Tim, you know, I started this out saying that you and I have worked together, and I'm just wondering, what do you get out of the music? Music is your first love, obviously. What's the fun about it? What's the thing you get out of it?
Oh, I enjoy the creative aspect, the studio aspect of it, probably the most. But also just hanging, like having a large group. It's like having a big family when you get all in a van and you're traveling to San Francisco or wherever you're going. It's just a lot of fun, and you know, just great times.
Great times, good times. Well, it was good times having you here. You're leaving us with a final tune called "The Hunt." Thanks to Tim Felton, Jesse Odello, and all the members of the band. Once again, this is the Surefire Soul Ensemble. Surefire Soul Ensemble will be performing next Tuesday, June 30th, at The Hideout on El Cajon Boulevard, or you can catch them on the first Saturday of every month at 7 Grand in North Park. Be sure to watch KPBS Evening Edition at 5 and again at 6:30 tonight on KPBS Television. Join us again tomorrow for discussions on Midday Edition right here on KPBS-FM. I'm Maureen Cavanaugh. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to the KPBS Summer Music Series. John Decker is Interim Associate General Manager of Content. Lisa Jane Morissette, Operations Manager, and Megan Burke is Senior Producer. To catch a new episode every 2 weeks, subscribe wherever you get podcasts. And for performance videos and more great artists, visit kpbs.org/summermusicseries. I'm Kurt Conan.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Arizona Raft Adventures, a third-generation family-owned outfitter providing experiential multi-day Colorado River rafting adventures through the Grand Canyon, hiking, exploration, education, and fun. Only a 7-hour drive from San Diego. Learn more at azraft.com.